This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to do our weekly overview. When I say ours, a collection. It's kind of like a menagerie of talk radio people. In a manner of speaking, we can say that because we're all friends and we all care about each other. We have, three people to start the hour with. Jennifer Horn, keep your peanut gallery comments to yourself, please, Victoria, for just a second. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer, KRLA's morning program in Los Angeles. We have Victoria Jones, who's here with us from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden, who's the ops person. That's ops means he's an operator. He's a big-time operator. He's in charge of big-time talk radio shows.
The smooth operator.
Yes, he's a smooth operator.
Just Rich you. McFadden only you. You're my only job.
Really?
That's full-time.
Yeah. That's it. It's full-time.
Okay. Yes, you are. All right. So there are 10 items on the charts for the week of December 30th to January 3rd. As usual, we start the new year with number 10, year-end retrospectives. I'm so tired of those already. I don't think we need to spend any time on that. Number 9, the death of Don Imus. A lot of people talking about that. I noticed that the coach of the team about whom he referred to the hair, remember that from when he got fired? He got fired from MSNBC and whichever station he was on at the time. And the woman who is the coach of the team sent her condolences to Don Imus' wife upon his passing, which I thought was, I think,
was class act.
Yeah, classy.
Yeah, very classy, very generous. Yeah.
Number 8, immigration reform, lots of reforms. What are we doing as we get into the new year? There's going to be a lot of repetition, no question about that. Number 7 has to do with our relationship with North Korea and little Fatty saying, okay, it's time for us to retool and to rework our relationship. We'll be fine. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the church shooting in Texas. Number 4, the Hanukkah attack in New York. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, the impeachment. And number 1, the situation in the Middle East with the death of whoever this guy was. Nobody ever
Soleimani.
Heard of him before. Yeah, his name sounds as much as it's dismissive. Yeah, it is significant.
I'm one of the top leaders of Iran's military, and after the embassy attack for the U.S. embassy attack in Baghdad, this was the response from the Trump administration. This guy was just
so. Did this guy orchestrate the?
He orchestrated it.
And what's an Iranian doing in Iraq?
They have a look. This is what I was telling you, is that they have this. We didn't even know about this. This is what is so crazy, is that I think this was so underreported. There's so many things because we get caught up in all the juicy drama and the gossip and the soap opera.
The non-news.
But there's an area called the Green Zone that Iran is basically occupying in Iraq. So Iraqis are actually cheering the death of this guy, along with some Americans, although Trump has taken a lot of heat from Democrats right now, saying that this is an escalation. And clearly, it is an escalation. No. But this guy has future plans.
Chuck Schumer had hurt feelings because he didn't get notice of the U.S. airstrike.
Well, let's be clear about this. Congress is supposed to be notified. I'm not taking the Democrats' side, but Congress is supposed to be notified of something like this before it happens. That is supposed to happen.
Yeah,
no, they are supposed to be notified. The leaders in Congress, not the whole of Congress, but like the big 4 or the big 8, they are supposed to be notified before something like this happens. But without getting into the weeds of this, this is an escalation. Now, whatever that means, that doesn't, I'm not saying that that's
an escalation
good or
that
a bad
that the Iranians
thing.
Caused,
it's an escalation.
Right? It's an escalation that the Iranians caused. Well, I guess you can go back and...
Well, it depends whether this becomes
years.
A regional conflict or a small conflict or a global conflict.
What business does Iran have in Iraq? Yeah, but what business does
Iran
have in Iraq?
Iraq has got a very weak government, and this goes back to the argument about whether we should have been there in the first place, whether Saddam Hussein was a better leader, whatever it is. I mean, there's a thousand arguments you can have, but where
they
we are today.
They do not want Iraq to succeed.
They don't want Iraq to succeed. They also see blood in the water because they know it's a weak government. So Iran sees this as basically an opportunity for a land grab and for a power grab. In
so
the
do
Middle
we
East.
Have to have troops there for
Well,
Iran?
And it's also a sign. They want to push out the Americans, and they see Iraq as an American democracy, and they do not want that to flourish and grow in the region. So they need to kill it. That for Iran to exist 100 years from now, they need to make sure Iraq doesn't.
And Iran this is a guy who killed women and students. I mean, this is a guy who kills people who disagrees with him. So he's not a great guy.
Iran has been playing a major role in Iraqi politics ever since the U.S. invasion of Iraq a long time ago. So Iran has been a major player in Iraqi politics, and many Iraqis do not like that. So even though Iraqis may have been protesting what happened today, not all Iraqis would have protested it.
Well, let's go back a little bit.
But the bigger picture here
let's
is...
Let's make clear something that this might have done in Iran, and we don't know this yet. There have been a lot of protests in Iran recently against the government. A lot of protests. At least 1,500 people have been killed, don't forget, in Iran. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the U.S. killing Soleimani, who is a very, very, very bad man and has been behind almost all the external attacks in the last 20 years, could unite Iranians behind its own government. But so we don't know how the Iranians will retaliate. They will. The U.S. is concerned about cyber attacks.
From the Iranians?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be how they try to attack.
Yeah, I didn't know they were that far. I thought we were worried about cyber attacks.
Let's take two steps back and look at the big picture here. So help me remember, the Sunnis and the Shiites, the Iranians are the Sunnis, right? No, the Shiites.
The Shiites.
They back the Shiites, and then the Saudi Arabia backs the Sunni.
All right, let's back up even
really
further.
What we've got going on here is the Iranians and the Saudis fighting each other inside of Iraq for control of the region.
Wow. That goes back to the war between Iran and Iraq when Saddam was running Iran. Remember, there was a big... But that was started by the Europeans coming into the Middle East, like they did to Africa, like they've done in so many other places in Asia, and they just arbitrarily chop up regions. This was all part of Persia before the Europeans came in, mostly the British and the Dutch. And they arbitrarily chopped up. They had no recognition, nor did they have any regard for the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds, who had their own territory, who were left unto themselves, pretty much the same as in Africa when the tribes were all in their own little places and they weren't disrupted, and they chopped up they'd made lines in the sand, and this is how the new government's going to be, and that's when all the bloodshed started. Well, the same thing happened in the Middle East. And so we've got these three warring factions that are all religious subsets of the Muslim religion, and they don't like each other to the point where they kill each other. And that's, you talk about what goes on with some of these groups there and stuff we don't understand. The last time I checked, the Presbyterians weren't killing the Lutherans because they didn't get along with each other. But that isn't, how it works over there. And so we didn't recognize, or the powers that be didn't recognize, what they needed to recognize. So these wars have been going on for quite a long time, and it got worse when I believe that Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, and that the Iranians are Shiites. Is that it? Do I remember that correctly?
Iranians are Shiites. Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. This didn't happen under Saddam Hussein, who was, of course, somebody who had an iron grip on Iraq.
What didn't happen under...
any of this.
Saddam had an iron grip on Iraq
and kept managed to keep the peace.
Saddam would have never let that general into Iran, and he would have killed him if he stuck in.
The Iraqis are cheering the death of this guy. The Iraqis are standing with America and cheering the death of this guy. The thing that, I mean, Saddam Hussein was horrible to his own people. He killed his own people. He was a brutal leader.
He
held down women.
He killed the people that were Sunnis. Anyway,
he wasn't a great guy, but what he did do was he wasn't going to let Iran come waltzing into his country. So now that he's gone and that area is destabilized, Iran sees it as an opportunity to push out democracy. Yeah.
All right, so it's a vacuum. Here's the Washington Times headline. You ready? I want to get everybody's take on this one. Iran on notice. This is Trump, not Obama.
That's the headline.
That's the headline.
Well, yeah, I'm not quite sure what that means.
Well, it means that Iran handed that Obama handed Iran a plane full of cash and basically paid ransom to them to leave us alone. And Trump's not going to do that. He's going to stand up and protect Americans.
Well, we're not sure whether President Trump has a strategy here. We're not sure what that is.
We don't know
what the retaliation is, and you never know what turns any kind of escalation or war is going to take.
Well, I would say this. I mean, Iran has made it very clear they want to kill Americans, and that anybody who associates with Americans, they want to get
the
rid of.
The government of Iran said.
Yeah, at the core of who they are, they hate Western culture, and so they're going. I mean, this could have actually stopped future attacks. They know that this guy had other things planned. They were trying to make this a Benghazi, and instead of letting people sit there like, you know, just sitting there like
targets.
Waiting, like targets. But Trump actually sent someone in to fight back and to save people's lives and got them out of there. He wasn't just going to let them sit.
He sent in a drone.
Well, airstrikes are what helped drive them out.
All right, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden with Doug Stefan on the Countdown Review. As the new year begins and you start with your New Year's resolution, have you resolved to get better rest, to get better sleep? And have you got a better pillow to help you? Have you got a better mattress to help you? Have you got better sheets to help you? If you don't, there's a good chance it's time to go to MyPillow.com to find the pillow that will change your life forever. And that's not an overstatement. That's true. No cheap chemical foam in these pillows. Nope. This is really a fabulous way for you to get lots of rest. The pillows that you have now, for the most part, don't cut it. I know that. You know that. So why are you wasting time? Let's go. Go to MyPillow.com and get the quality pillow from 30 to 65% off. So find what you want first and then figure out what the discount is. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hi, everyone. This is Kendra Wright. The new year is here, so how are you going to stick with that resolution to have a more active lifestyle? How about combining a little fun and fitness? The Ring Fit Adventure game for the Nintendo Switch system is just the thing for both gamers and non-gamers alike. It's a new type of adventure game that lets players explore a fantastical world and conquer enemies using your body's real-life movement and exercises. It comes with wearable accessories that respond to the player's real-life movements, allowing the game to turn them into in-game movements. It's a fun way to get out. Active. This is a true adventure game designed to keep players coming back day after day as they level up their character, unlock new in-game fit skills, and get more active. What could be better than giving yourself or loved one the gift of fun that's also part of a healthy lifestyle? You can even create formal, customizable workout routines. Ring Fit Adventure retails for a suggested retail price of $79.99. It's a great way to start the year off right. Game and system sold separately, game rated everyone, 10 and up.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com and you can see the list every week of the top stories, the top people on the list. The people list I didn't go through yet, but I will. Number 10 is Don Imus. Number 9, the leaders in Asia of China and North Korea. Number 8, a lot of 8 and 7 and 6 and all these Democratic candidates. I thought it was interesting that Julian Castro ended his campaign this week. He was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, wow. I found that very interesting that he's out. I mean, I'm not surprised, but he's actually a very interesting man. And if he'd been able to gain some traction, he had some things to say. He just couldn't. And it's so fascinating how the people who are getting the money, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, are the old white guys, and Biden's getting the money from the older voters, and Bernie is getting the money from the young voters.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting also, Marianne Williamson, who was a shadow candidate, in a manner of speaking, is out. She fired her staff, so she's still kind of there, but not. I liked her because she represented something different, a new kind of thinking. I think that's what we need a lot more of, frankly, from various corners. My observation is there's nothing left but white guys on the stage. Right, and what's her face?
Amy.
Well, Amy's still there, and so, but they're all, the people there are all white, and that seems to stick in the craw of a lot of Democrats, and whether or not Warren goes anywhere, I have such negative feelings toward her, I'm not objective. So if anybody else wants to take a Look at
that's
that.
Very honest of, that's very honest of it. I want to see, what date is the South Carolina primary? Because I'm very interested to see who's going to do well there, because
I think the first four primaries go to four different people.
Do Big you? Bang, that's interesting.
Yep. Didn't we say that was February is one of the first ones?
February. Yeah,
yeah,
February.
It's one of the
Super
first
Tuesday
ones.
Super Tuesday is like, yeah.
March, yeah. And then back to, again, the need for a change, a wholesale change. We need a constitutional convention. We need to have primaries all on the same day so that everybody feels like their vote counts. We need to get rid of the Electoral College so everybody feels like their vote counts. Everybody's vote doesn't count now. It's an absurd reality that we ought to be really working harder at straightening out, in my estimation.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, you know, if you look at the schedule, we've got all of the, I mean, Super Tuesday, March 3rd.
No, but everybody do it on the same day.
No, I hear you. But you got Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina come first. All through February.
Yeah, okay.
And so then,
but why?
And then you've got on March 3rd, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, like 17, 18 states.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them kind of trickle out.
Yeah, and they don't have any impact by that time.
Yeah.
What if you're not a member of a political party like me?
Yeah.
You're out in some states. Like in Maryland, I'm a non-person. I might as well.
You should be. That should change too. You should be able to go and take a ballot and not have to declare yourself. You say, okay, today I'm a Republican. I want to vote in the Republican primary. That's it. End of story. When you leave, I want to go back to my independent status. Why the hell can't you do that? Other than the power, the throttling.
As an independent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should be able to go in. You say they'll come, they find your name and you're an independent, and then, well, I want a Republican ballot. And you vote the Republican, whoever you want to, and you go back and you want to become an independent, so you say, I'm an independent now, when you leave. I mean, this situation we're in is absurd. 28 past the hour.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parliament in Iraq has taken the first step toward expelling the roughly 5,200 American troops there. Military forces are bracing for more violence following the killing of Iran's general Qassem Soleimani. Former commanding general and CIA director David Petraeus discussed the U.S.-Iranian standoff.
The real question for the United States is, will there be a diplomatic initiative that says, okay, look, this is not headed in a good direction. We truly do want to de-escalate. Everyone is going to lose if this continues to ratchet upward. Can we now sit down and talk about getting back to the nuclear agreement with addressing the concerns that the administration has had?
Petraeus was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab military group is responsible for killing three Americans, one service member, and two civilians in an attack on an airbase in southern Kenya. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We're not departing from the script live and unrehearsed. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with several of my colleagues. Rich McFadden, who's at the studios in Washington of Radio America. Victoria Jones is here with the D.C. Radio Company. We're going through the first list of the new year from Talkers Magazine, continuing the tradition of Talkers, Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. All kinds of podcasts are there as well. And each week they put together the list of the top 10 stories from their research, listening to talk radio programs all around the country, the people list as well. So here we are going around and around and around with the politics as usual. One, the most interesting story for me, I guess number one is the Iranian general. Yeah, that's, and the fact that Mike Pompeo says that this was good. We needed to do this, and okay, so, yep, that's fine. Then there is, with regard to the presidential race, there's a law firm in Wisconsin that has asked a judge to find the Elections Commission in contempt of court because it hasn't purged 200,000 voters from the rolls. And this brings, it seems to me, back around. This is one of those subset stories about who's going to be able to vote and why they can or cannot vote, and how irascible some of these people are in these positions, and how difficult it is to actually figure out, in reality, our most important function. It is such a mess. There's no consistency to it. In some states, you actually have to prove who you are to vote, duh. And in states where I am, you don't have to. You walk in and say, okay, here's my name. I mean, it's back to the old when Joe Kennedy got the mafia to vote for his kid in Chicago so he could become the president. And it goes back even further than that, to the old days, the Teapot Dome scandal. I mean, all the stuff that still goes on. And we don't seem to want to deal with it, or we don't have the stomach. I don't know what our problem is, politically correct or whatever the hell it is. But there seems, it's absurd.
You're a racist.
I'm a racist. I know I am racist.
Yeah, for wanting to identify people who actually vote, to require them to have to go and actually get some kind of identification.
Oh, they can't do that because it's too inconvenient or some nonsense.
No, it's just pure and simple. You're a racist.
I am. You're right. I know. Yeah. So I guess we move on from that to something that won't require. Here's something. These attacks, man. This guy with a machete walks into this rabbi's house and starts chopping people up. Where are we in this world?
Somebody's got to get on the mental health thing.
You really do. Yeah. You see this sort of stuff?
And the rage thing.
Well, but there's a lot of rage.
There's a lot of rage.
Yeah. And then what's the reason for it? You have something that I don't have and I want it, so I'm going to come take it?
But sane people stop and don't pull out a machete and walk into somebody's house and start swinging it around and killing people. I mean,
no.
Sane people
don't commit murder, Richie. By definition, you are insane if you commit any murder or antisocial act like the Texas church suit. It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff. And it's now going on more and more. I'm pretty much taken back by the amount of Nazis.
Wasn't that guy let out of prison just before? Am I remembering this right? The Texas church shooter? Didn't he get released?
I think he had been in prison, but I'm not sure how recently.
Okay. Yeah, that could be it. So, and that brings me around. I'm going to, as an aside here, our system and how easy it is to take shots at it. I wish we could. I don't think taking shots at it are the way to fix it. I think fixing it is the way to fix it. There's a movie that's out now that just has come out. Michael B. Jordan, who was in Creed and was the bad guy in the Black Panther and has gotten a lot of people's attention because he's quite a good actor, has produced along with Jamie Foxx a movie called Just Mercy, which also features Brie Larson. The true story of what went on in Alabama in the court system and how blacks were being executed in the 1970s and the 1980s willy-nilly, and how it was, you hear these stories and you, at the moment you hear them, you get outraged, and then, okay, well, it's, all right, what's next? And then they come back around again and you see the story. This guy wrote the story, who was the lawyer, Brian, I forget what Stevenson, I think was his name. His story is the story of what isn't American justice, but yet it is American justice. And all of the things, we are imperfect, there's no question. The definition of being human is to be imperfect. But when these things come up time after time after time, and I think maybe the modern day reflection, even though we have a lot of white on black crime, it's not as bad as the black on black crime, but we have a lot of police and authority chasing blacks around still for no good reason. But, you know, this is the sort of thing that keeps us from becoming a really, we're an immature society. When we can't deal with people who are different than whether you're gay or whether you're black or whether you're whatever you are, even women, we're still a very immature society in lots of ways. And I don't know what to do other than pointing it out. What do you do about it? Is there something that can be done to make us not so worried about what other people are all about and focus on ourselves? I kind of, after I say that, I don't know where to go with it. But I know that when I see these shootings and the guy with the machete, what the hell is that? We're supposed to be the most progressive society in the world. Guys don't go into people's homes. Well, that's the PR. whether you believe that or not, people, you came here because it was better than where you were, right? Victoria, why did you come here? You wanted to be better than you were, right? You wanted to be better off than you were, not an opportunity. Right? Is that why you came here?
Yeah. No, people come here for so many different reasons, and I think, you know, I just think the world has become increasingly complex, and I think that we're wrestling with this, and I know that that's a very fluffy, vague answer, but that's all I got.
Well, I mean, it's changing in that we used to be different, but the same. So the Italians would have their neighborhood, Puerto Ricans would have their neighborhood, Irish would have their neighborhood, and the blacks would have their neighborhood. Right. But you know what? Everybody was an American. Mm-hmm. And sure, while we all kind of hung out at the same bars as our friends that were like us and whatever, but now it's this division is becoming so, you know, ever since, you know, I'm Irish-American, I'm African-American, I'm whatever, Italian-American.
Their heritage before
the fact that they're an American. And it's dividing us, and, you know, so now the Jewish and this and that, it's just everybody's got their own, and it's, we aren't Americans like we used to be. And I think we still are, but I just think that there are people out there who take this division.
Doesn't feel like we are. It doesn't feel like it.
It's more divided.
Yeah.
But was America ever like America used to be?
Well, it's
hard to define America used to be. What
were some of the reasons why the Irish all lived together? Well, one of the reasons might have been because the Irish weren't welcome.
Mm-hmm. They weren't.
It's true.
Yeah. As blacks haven't been welcomed, or Jews haven't been welcomed, or, you know, old people aren't welcome. You know, you can make a case for that. But we're so divided on so many different lines. Climate change, yes, no, you know, things like that. We just keep finding things that separate us instead of putting us together.
But here's the dilemma. Once you get 300 million people plus, I mean, it's hard for everybody to
manage.
It's a lot of people.
Manage almost 8 billion people on the planet. You can't manage them either. Too many people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 300 million people. I mean, when you've got, what was it in the 60s, the population of the United States in the 60s? 100 million people, 150 million people, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole different ball game.
And the interesting thing about our increase in population is it's not coming from, quote-unquote, Native Americans. We are not the population boom or bust or the population explosion or whatever we had when I was a kid in the 60s when school populations increased. The white, and I don't know even call
it was
Native
from
American.
Domestic Americans, not
we don't
immigrants. Immigration
we're not
is,
domesticating
right.
now. Immigration is responsible for the increase in our population, not births. Time for a big focus change. 45 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Those of you who have started the new year and you're looking at a gym membership and you start this week and next week you'll quit, or you're thinking of, saw Oprah Winfrey all over the place. You can't turn on the television without seeing an Oprah Winfrey Weight Watchers commercial. And it's always the same thing at the same time of year. Lose weight. You're fat from the holiday experience. Well, I advised back in November that you get on the program with Calitrin to sort of ward off what would be the impending doom of your waistline expansion. And some people did it and some people didn't. I will tell you that the services are still there. They will be there. They've been there for 20-some-odd years. It's a group of nurses who got together who saw a program to lose weight, the science of which they did. They found the healing effects of collagen. They went about putting together a formula that was all natural, and that's how Calitrin was born. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin works best for you on an empty stomach. So at bedtime, you take four of these capsules, let it go to work, restoring collagen to your body, pushing out the fat, losing the weight. And if you stay on the program for 4, 5, 6 months, your body will not only lose the weight, but you'll keep it off. And that's really what the Calitrin, this is the marvel of Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off. And right now, using the DJV code at Calitrin.com, you can get a 6-month supply for the cost of 3. So you stay on it and get your body used to having that extra collagen and therefore pushing the extra weight out. You stay healthy and it's painless. It's Calitrin.com. That's where you want to go. The all-natural way to approach your heaviness, to lose the weight. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the best deal.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
All right, so in a, sort of a wrap here to what we have the first week of the year, no real surprises, I don't think. Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, I don't see anything that's earth-shaking, even though we always sort of have this marginal line, the end of the year, the beginning of a new year. Well, it's a new opportunity, new start, new beginnings, fresh, but I see a lot of the same old stuff here, and I don't mean that to to put down the list, but I just think that we find ourselves stuck. I think we are. I would like to think that 2020 will get us out of a rut. Yes,
I think the Iran thing is shaking it up a little bit as far as topics go.
Yeah, right.
We have to see it. Keep an eye on that.
Yep, for sure, Victoria.
Definitely got to keep an eye on Iran. I think we've got to keep an eye on international events generally, China, North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Well, China especially, I think. North Korea is just like a fly on the back of an elephant, but the Chinese, yes, for sure. And then the damn Ayatollah and what he can create, stir up for his own purposes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Talk Radio Review here at 10 minutes for the hour. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time and a review of the top five tech stories of the week now in order. Victoria Keelan is not with us this week, so I'm going to do the honors starting at number five. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those who may not recognize the voice or the attitude. I have an attitude, a progressive, positive attitude toward all of technology, even if I don't understand most of it. Here's number five, the focus on what you could pay for your groceries if you are using your veins. This is the weirdest story. Amazon filed a patent for technology that could identify you by scanning the wrinkles in the palm of your hand. In other words, reading your palm, like a palm reader. The resulting images could be used to identify you as a shopper at Amazon stores. It was reported Amazon might install these high-tech scanners at Whole Foods, but apparently not yet. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office publishing an application that suggests Amazon is focusing right now on Amazon Go stores. While fingerprint scanners have been around for quite a while, Amazon hopes to innovate by developing a personal identification system that you don't have to touch. Customers would hover their hand in front of an infrared light as a camera snaps two images, one from the surface and one that actually looks deep into your veins. An internal computer system would identify you based on the information that they have. The identity of a person could be used to link them to an associated account. The internal management system could track what item the customer picked from a shelf. Internal hand scanning would be more reliable than a credit card swipe. This is, I got to tell you something. This is, I think, into no man's land. Mondo Bizarro. Good God. Number four this week is a note from Spotify. It says they're going to stop selling political ads. The company said it would pause the selling of all this advertising. It won't appear in its ad-supported tier or its original or exclusive podcasts either. The ads will still appear on non-exclusive podcasts or podcasts that are not owned by Spotify. Spokesperson said, quote, "We do not yet have the necessary level of robustness in our process, our systems, our tools to validate and review the content. We'll assess or reassess the decision as we continue to evolve our capabilities." Bernie Sanders and the folks at the Republican National Convention both advertised on Spotify at this point. Other tech companies have implemented new rules when it comes to political ads as well. For example, Twitter banned the ads entirely with a policy that took effect back in November. Facebook still plans on running political ads and says we're not going to fact check them. Well, listen, I think it's about time we grew up. And if you fact check every ad that runs on every radio station, every television station, on every podcast, every newspaper, it wouldn't be much there wouldn't be much advertising left, frankly. Number three on the list as we work our way to number one of the top five stories this week in technology. I'm wondering about getting spammed. I wonder how many people have seen this. Quote, "We've updated our privacy notice to provide additional transparency on our informational practices as well as to comply with a CCPA. That's the California Consumer Privacy Act that went into effect the 1st of January. And that's why Postmates and Condé Nast and Hulu and many more businesses have emailed customers over the past couple of weeks with new terms of service. The California Privacy Act regulates how companies collect and store data. The law applies to for-profit companies that generate more than $25 million in annual revenue, have more than 50,000 people's personal data, or generate more than 50% of their annual revenue from selling customers' personal data." Maybe California sets the stage here for the rest of the country. I'm not sure that it's a bad thing, actually. All right. Number two, Wikipedia has listed its top pages for the past year at number. These are page views, people, places, things. Keanu Reeves had 16 million views. Billie Eilish, 20 million. The Marvel Comics, 21 million views. The Joker, 22 million. The highest grossing film list, 24 million. Chernobyl disaster television show, 25 million. Freddie Mercury, 27 million. Ted Bundy, 29 million. Who the hell knows why? The deaths of people like Luke Perry in 2019, 37 million there. And the Avengers was the top Wikipedia page view, 43,987,013 views. Wow. And number one this week, the president signs a law increasing the robocall fine to $10,000. Hopefully this is going to do something. The Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, TRADED, signed after Congress approved the bill. Fines can now reach $10,000 a call. So all those damn calls coming to you should come to a halt. Let's hope that's the case. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.